prophecy, prophetic insight. Let him use it in proportion to his faith. And he and she are both together here on this. If the service, let him or she serve. If it is teaching, let them teach. If it is encouragement, let them be an encourager. If it's contributing, let them give to others as are needed, generously. And if it's leadership, let them govern. And if it's mercy, let them show mercy. These are not fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. No, these are gifts. We're all supposed to be loving each other, showing mercy, joy and peace. And as David was showing us, an energy to share the gospel with evangelism. But the purpose of this life for each one of us is to glorify God. Purpose to glorify God. Are we glorifying God? Since we each have one gift, there were seven there listed. I need to encourage you that that's what Paul says. You should work in all seven areas, but you don't have seven gifts. You only have one. You may have strengths in 10 areas, but it's one gift. Paul says in Romans 1, impart to your special gift. Romans 11:29, for the gifts of the calling of God are irrevocable. Your gift cannot be revoked. Even if you don't share it or think you've got it, it is. 1 Timothy 4:14, do not neglect the spiritual gift. I'm spending a lot of time on the single here. We are responsible to identify and exercise and become mature in our gift. 2 Timothy, I remind you, says Paul, to fan into flame the gift which God has given you. Use that energy. 1 Corinthians 7:7, each man has his own gift. Have I impressed that point on you by now? Each person must use this gift. The reason I'm overemphasizing, I was teaching this once, and a very good friend of mine afterwards says, I've got two gifts. All right, enjoy the strength in both areas, but identify and become strong in that gift. What is the purpose of your gift? To glorify God. His people need your gift. What are the benefits of knowing your spiritual gift? Listen to these points, please. Knowing your spiritual gift helps you understand God's will for your life. You know your will is to glorify God, to be bolder than maybe you are, but it's to glorify God. The second benefit shows how the Holy Spirit works through you. Do you need me today, Lord? Yeah. It's a reaching out. It gives us some boldness we may not have had. Knowing what God has called you to do. I'm trying to keep my personal gift out of this today, but it gives me a boldness. I get some times with thoughts that I get, and Richard and I sit and talk. Anyway, but I want to leave all seven of those gifts out there. The fourth reason, benefit, is believing you're from serving out of duty. It's a duty, it's a responsibility. The fifth fills a deeper inner need. I need to do something beyond watching TV, sitting in a rocking chair. It's a going out. It builds unity among Christians, where you work back to back, forward to forward, side by side. The seventh one, it gives you encouragement and stamina. And the builders is moving toward your gift. Let's demonstrate that strength. Okay. I'm not going to fall. Honestly, I'm not going to fall. I'm doing this on purpose. Okay. There are seven people here, one with each of the seven gifts. And they're getting ready for a little birthday party. And in comes a cake that has been ordered. Richard said I had to do this. This person is not one of the seven, and we're not considering this person's gift. But here we go. The cake goes to the floor. The administrator says, now we've got to get this all organized right now. You see that thought? And the prophet, prophetic insight, says, I was concerned that that was going to happen because that step is right there. The teacher said, I'm going to really help you learn to walk and watch where you're walking. The encourager says, no, that's okay, it's okay. We'll get it all cleaned up. Don't worry about it. You see, I'm moving through the gifts. You're laughing because one of them's yours. The person with the hands has already picked up the phone and called for another cake. The person with mercy is down on their knees, and I can't do that anymore. On their knees, just almost crying with the person just being so merciful. And the server, gone to the kitchen, come back with a broom and towels to clean it all up. Okay. Carter, would you do me a flavor and pass these out? You know something? There's something on the floor there. Sticky. Okay. All right. Now, as you get this, turn it so that you see the person that I described with a mouth and hands and heart. I'm sorry, I'm not much of an artist. Linda, turn yours over, please. There you go. There's plenty of them if you want extra. All right, on the left side, the leader is using his head. He is reaching out. The prophet is using his eyes and observing. The teacher is with the mouth. Now, we'll go into some deeper definition, but this is just to take a look at it there. The encourager, out of the heart, the hands, giving, mercy on the knees, and service with their feet. Now, since we're on this side of the page, let's just take a quick look at the circle that I made. Let's say you think your gift is teaching. You think, okay? If you look to your right, is a teacher. To the left is mercy. And the reason I made this structure up specifically was you're probably sort of good in the gift to your left and the one to your right. It's very important, hopefully, that when you leave today, you might identify with your gift, re-exercise it, re-inspire it if you've already worked with it. So let me look at a definition, which you'll find on the reverse side of the paper. I've made it a little more ambiguous, maybe, than word for word. But mercy is the ability and the desire to identify and comfort those who are hurting. Is that you? Is that you? Let's take a look. Teacher, the ability and the desire and the insight, that's very important, to clearly communicate truth after study and research. So in preparation, it's very important. Prophetic insight, that's a little tougher one to talk about because people think of prophet and prophet being Old Testament. It's not. The Greek is messenger. That's my gift. I think I like all the other six gifts, but when I found out, I was told in front of a large group of people, of course, you know you're a prophet. And said, not only do I don't know what the word means, and I'm not Isaiah, Jeremiah, or Ezekiel. Well, it's prophetic insight. It's insight to the, and most of the time, well, no, part of the time it's spiritual, and part of the time it's just practical. Okay. So the prophet, he's black and white, and those of you know me better, and some of you do, I'm very black and white. It's a desire and insight to declare truths which touch hearts and bring direction and conviction. The ability to see the inside of a situation. I have to watch that I don't get in somebody's face. That's a gift. I didn't have a choice. God gave it. Remember, it's irrevocable. The gift of giving, the desire and the insight to contribute generously of your time, your finances, and your resources to others. The more you identify with your gift, the more you practice it, more opportunities will arise. And you'll find, ooh, I can help there. I can do something there. I can this and that. Exhortation, the desire and insight to encourage others, even in the face of hardship and suffering. Boy, that's a great gift if your spouse has that gift because they encourage you on. Every now and then I run into someone with a gift of encouragement and I really enjoy the encouragement. Serving, the desire and insight to show love by meeting practical and tangible needs of others. Strong on hospitality. Hospitality is not a gift. The serving is the gift. Hospitality, we're all to be hospitable, very hospitable in our homes. Side issue on the serving. In the church I was in where I found out about my gift, that's been about 40 years ago when I started teaching on this. I taught a Bible study on Saturday morning with men, and we better clean the kitchen up really well because the kitchen belonged to Mabel. And she wanted the silverware put right back, all the doors closed and cleaned up, and there was a teeny bit of fear of Mabel. She moved strong. It's not the way we're to use that gift. Administration, the desire and the insight and ability to motivate and inspire people to follow the direction you're going in, your direction, and achieve goals. I was a prison chaplain for 20 years, and as I would teach there, I'd say, now, if my son and I were sitting in this class, and I didn't have authority over you, which I did, as a chaplain, and I said, guys, we got to go now. You may or may not get up and go. If my son stood up and said, let's go, guys, you'd all follow him. He has a tremendous ability. He's a colonel in the Air Force, retired. He just landed in Paris, France this morning. He's doing everything. But that's what's going on. No, John. And I know your question. John's looking for his wife. Do you recognize your gift from these seven? I hope you do. And I'm not talking down to you if you know it and you've been working it and for years. I know several people. I know one server in this room that is just full of service. Looked at that person a moment or two ago, and I'm trying not to right now. But we need to know our gift. If you don't, or you think you do, then put it in the pencil sharpener. sharpen it up. Work with it, and ask your spouse or friend or somebody, do you think this might be my gift? I made the mistake of telling our other son his gift. His gift was service. He didn't like that at all, and I never told anybody their gift again. That locked it in. It wasn't a good fit. Let the Holy Spirit tell you your gift. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you, help you find your place, your outreach to others. You have God's permission and authority to move in your gift and to move boldly, not obnoxiously. That's not the way, but boldly. We must all exercise our gift, all of us. What was that comment a minute ago? We're here to glorify God. So we must do that. Where do you fit? Where is your gift comfortable? How do you identify your gift? You listen to the Holy Spirit's direction? Thoughts that aren't yours. I like to do this, and I haven't been doing it really, really long, but I'll ask the Lord a question and say, okay, I'm going to leave my mind blank. What's the next move? Thank you, Lord. If you're with people, John and I are talking, and if I quit talking to John, he'll quit talking to me. But if I keep talking to John, we become better friends. We build a relationship, and that's true with the Holy Spirit. It's almost like the Holy Spirit said, you just asked me something in a sloppy prayer, but you didn't really mean it. I think that happens. Listen to me, says the Lord. And as we do, we say, that was you. Thank you, Lord. I'm doing that in traffic. I've got to bring you a side issue first. I will call it me. I'm late for an appointment downtown. There are five people waiting to meet me. And I know downtown is just crowded today. Really, really crowded. And as I get to the street, I need to turn. I say, Lord, help me find a parking place. I turn the corner and there's one. Never mind, Lord, I found it myself. Now, with the gift of prophetic insight, when I hear that type of complaint made, I get angry. You ask God for something, He gave it to you, and you take the credit. This gift is from God. Use it, exercise it. You do what the doctor tells you to do, don't you? Help me recognize my... Be who you are gifted to be. Do what you're called to do. I don't like Barry Curtis much. He's a little too bold, and he says what's on his heart. Okay, I'm not here to please you. I'm here, but tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm here to please the Lord. I don't like people fussing over me all the time. They're just always trying to get me something, and I want to get my own coffee. Back off that person. Give them room. The merciful one that's always crying. I call him my brother-in-law. He's an encourager. Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Oh, Linda, that was so nice. I love your car, and you're so sweet with that. Oh, he's off. Well, I think it's important to recognize where it comes from and we'll try not to be that within ourselves, being friendly without being overbearingly. If you sharpen your tool, you're fine. If what I'm sharing is inspirational or helping you or inspiring you to do better, then that is very good too. If you don't know your gift, reach out, ask the Holy Spirit to help you find it. If you see someone drowning, would you just shake your head and say, my gift isn't serving, I'm not gonna get them? Work out of your gift, work in all areas. My gift is in service, let him get his own coffee. No, no. And if someone feels their gift is not what you think, encourage them without being strong. We have a wonderful daughter-in-law. She and I are like that. She says your gifts service. But when I go to her house, I don't observe it. So maybe her service is expressed in a different way. We aren't all carbon copies. If everybody in the room right there had a gift of service and I said I need a cup of coffee, you wouldn't all get up and get it, break each other's neck and get in each other's way. Hey, he wants a coffee. No, our gifts aren't identical in any way. 12 people with a gift of service interpret it 12 different ways. Same in mercy and other areas. I think it's exciting as someone's gift is stronger to recognize their gift. You really have the gift of mercy, don't you? Yeah, I try. You have the really gift of giving. 2 Timothy 1 says, rekindle the gift that God's given you. I just turned 88 yesterday, and if I didn't have my gift already, I don't think I'd want to do much with it now. But whatever age we are, we have time, room, inspiration, and obedience to the Lord. Be who you're gifted to be. I don't usually see a married couple with the same gift. I know two friends that I did a teaching with, and they both say they have that gift. But it's not harmonious. You usually, a morning person meets and marries a night person. What do you call a night owl? Your gifts complement each other. They don't come the same. If you've known somebody that's been divorced and were Christian, take a look in your thought. Wonder if they may have had the same gift. Because you don't get along after a while. And don't compete with someone else with the same gift. Well, we did finish on time. I didn't think we would. My name's on the bottom of that one sheet, and call me if you want to talk about it. If you're all fine. But if not, I also have a 2 or 3 or 4 page questionnaire on it. When I see someone crying, does that bother me? Little, much, real a lot? You know, it's got that kind of question. Will people follow me if I leave? Yes, no, maybe. It just helps you put away if you need it. Maybe not ask your spouse what your gift is, but maybe say, I think my gift is, share it and see if they support it that way. I think that's very, very important. But I could send you that report through the email, or we could do something with it. Before we close in prayer, any comments, thoughts? Again, I think responsible Christians, and you all are, we need to identify and be using the gift God's given us. How about the other gifts? Partially. But work toward getting an A in your own gift. I don't know if we can, but work that way. Let's pray. Father, I pray this was your message, not mine. If anything is out of line or misconstrued, Father, just let it be washed away. I pray inspiration for each of the brothers and sisters here. May they see, identify, commit to that strength you've given them. Yes, we work in all 7 areas. But you've given us a strength, and we're to be bold with it, using it for the kingdom of God. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's people said, amen. Thank you all.